You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
This is the Andre Segovia Show. I am your host, Andre Segovia. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode where I'm talking about social media. And why? Because I was flipping through my real estate digest, as is the norm, and there never seems to be a shortage of some kind of social media boot camp or some kind of social media masterclass that will teach you the ways of Facebook, that will teach you the ways of Instagram. Some of them don't really mention Twitter, just because Twitter is just it's just that chaotic for a lot of people. It's a party that's constantly moving. You don't get in line, you missed it. And then maybe LinkedIn, but for professionals. And it got me to thinking, what is the state of social media today? Are people really spending all their time on social media? Look, we know that one person that lives and breathes on social media, that their life is social media, that their real life doesn't even reflect anything they post on any of those social media accounts, because they live this fictitious life. Like, one of the most frustrating pictures to me that just, it's always mind-boggling, is someone supposedly just finishing a workout or just posing at a workout machine at a gym and takes the picture for Instagram. That's supposed to prove that they are exercising, but behold, the caption that's super motivating and inspiring that is meant for you to heart that post. No, and those things are annoying. And once you catch on to these things, you realize how many people are just, you know, doing it for the likes. Well, I really got to thinking, though, because in real estate, we're always targeting different ways to reach new clientele and generate leads, because there's never any shortage of any realtors saying, I spent so much money advertising on Zillow, Trulia, Redfin, Realtor.com, or wherever of those places, and I'm not getting any great leads. I'm not even getting any hits in some cases. So like, okay, so where do you go? You turn to social media. The thing is, which social media to turn to? Because once you pay for Facebook, you're not paying for Instagram. When you're paying for Instagram, you're not paying for Twitter. When you're not paying for Twitter, you're not paying for Snapchat. When you're paying for Snapchat, you're not paying for the other one. So where do you target? And that's what these supposed social media boot camps and masterclass are supposed to teach you to do. The thing is, a lot of these things come in at a very late time. And unless they're really showing you a breakdown of the ratio interest to client, some of these things are kind of worthless. But if there are social media camps that are free to teach the realtor, great. What I don't like is when they're charging $100, $200, $300 just to show you what Facebook is. Like, come on, people, really? We don't need to be spending money on that. But anyway, I don't want to go on and on with this intro, because I brought someone in that can be considered an expert in social media. She is Generation Z. So the ones right after the millennials, that I decided to just question about, hey, how's social media nowadays, and how do you use it? So without further ado, here's my interview with Vanessa Asensio. Hey, Vanessa, welcome to the Andre Segovia Show.
Hi.
Well, for those of you in the audience, Vanessa used to be my marketing manager until she got a lot busier with schoolwork, so she hasn't been doing that part, but we still work together, so that's pretty cool. And I fired up the microphone because I need to talk to her about social media, and for social media, well, before we even get into that, like, what are you doing now, besides what we do for work, but what do you do now?
Well, I'm going to school. I go to Cal State Fullerton. I'm studying biology, and right now I'm just that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, in other words, zero real estate.
Yeah. I don't do much real estate.
Yeah.
But I do. I sometimes help you out with like the open houses and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. Whenever.
Or the marketing, advertising.
Yeah. Just it's not as prominent as it used to be when we have more time to do it together. But okay. And the reason I picked you to be my my media manager or marketer at the time was because of how involved you are, so to speak, in social media. What social media platforms are you currently on?
Almost about everything. I have Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and maybe other ones that I can't think about right now. But yes, I do use those main four big time.
Yeah. And the reason that's important to know is because you've been to one of these boot camps with me. How many times have they covered all of those social media programs in one boot camp?
They not all of them, but they cover some of them, like Snapchat. I want to go see that Snapchat, see about real estate. But
And that one, I think the guy mentioned it at the very end. He didn't even bring it up early on because almost everybody was harping on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, I'm going to lead into that in a moment, my next question. But the thing is that most of these social media boot camps, they talk about Twitter, so to speak, but most of them are like Facebook. And the reason is because us as realtors, in order to get attention from people like you, we got to pay for targeted ad marketings. And these things cost money. And in order to target you, there has to be some kind of behavior on your part that can trigger the algorithms for, say, Facebook to direct our ads to you based on location, based on activity, based on interest and demographics of sorts. I don't know how they calculate all that, but they do. Well, which of all the social medias you just mentioned, which one would you say you spend the most time on?
Instagram? No. Snapchat.
Okay, Snapchat. Then I'm assuming a close second is Instagram.
I guess I use Snapchat more for, like, I guess I upload or take more pictures in Snapchat and communicate with people more through Snapchat. But I'm always scrolling down Facebook or Instagram.
Okay. This is our second attempt at recording. So when we had our first conversation, you actually broke down very nicely on your behavior on each of these apps. So would you walk us through again how you use these applications from Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and all that?
Okay, Snapchat, I take pictures. I put them on my story. I see, I talk to my friends. Sometimes I'm having two conversations through text message and through Snapchat, and we could never decide which one to use. That's so we just do both. And then Instagram, I see like more, I guess, personal photos for like friends and stuff like that. I don't post much on Instagram, but I'm just scrolling. And then Facebook, I go to see like the memes or the videos or random stuff. And then maybe like far away family pictures, and that's about it. I think I use more Facebook for memes or funny videos. And then Twitter, I just have Twitter. Like, I don't use it that much. I sometimes see what people tweet, but I haven't tweeted anything in a while. It's fun reading it, though.
Yeah, it's just that you can, it's like endlessly scrolling through it, though. Like, yeah. Oh, that's the exhausting thing about Twitter. But then that there goes the point, though, of that your attention span is broken up among all of them. Are there certain ads on Facebook? Snapchat? Mm. But like, is there an ad support thing?
No, there's no ads. Unless you do, they do have like a little section of like videos where you could just see so satisfying videos where people are cutting things perfectly straight. Hmm. And like, you know, just little random videos or what's going on with the Kardashians or random stuff. But you click on it whether you want to look at it or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in the case of Instagram, the ads look like the post that you're scrolling through. Sometimes you don't even know it's an ad until you notice, like, oh, it's sponsored.
Yeah.
Okay. Facebook is pretty straightforward. And Twitter, the tweets, the ads look like tweets. Sometimes they'll have, like, an image or a video embedded. But there goes my point, though. The one you're using the most, as a realtor, I would not be spending the money to target you on Snapchat, considering there really isn't any ad, so to speak, that are aiming at you on Snapchat based on the way the service is set up. And on Instagram, man, how many other ads do I gotta beat out in order to be featured as the first ad you'll come across in the scroll?
And people don't really even like see it. They just scroll past by it. Like, I've seen advertisings of houses and I just scroll like past it, like I don't even notice it sometimes.
See, and that's just it, that all these social media boot camps are to tell realtors, like, hey, this is how you target the Generation Y and Generation Z. And they're spending a lot of money, and I don't think they're going to be making it back and trying to get your attention through there. I think what realtors need is to understand how to use them and how to communicate effectively through it, but not spend their all their marketing dollars on it when... Unless you, Vanessa, are searching for, say, a mortgage or a house, that's when it triggers these algorithms to send targeted ads through all these other things to get the attention. But then again, when are they going to catch you? You know, it's like you're hardly ever there. You're not there for the ads. You're just scrolling through it. You don't go to the social medias for advertisements. I, for one, don't believe that trying to reach out to the younger demographic through social media is the most effective and efficient way to do it. But I think that for those that are going to do it, they should do it smarter. Because if you see a post for a house and then there's a thing that says interest rates all-time low, what the heck does that mean to you?
The interest rates are all-time low.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, okay, good for the interest rate. And you just keep going.
Yeah. You know, it's I actually, when I went to a seminar about social media, I tweeted, like, to see what my friends would reply. And then I asked, oh, do you think it's a good idea to advertise homes and stuff like that through Snapchat? I guess the topic was Snapchat or Instagram. Mm. And the majority of my friends told me no. They messaged me and they're like, oh, no. Like... A lot of people don't really get into that after, you know, like, it's not something they would look at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's just it. Nobody wants to be bombarded with ads. Yeah. And I think that realtors should take note to be smarter if they're going to be using social media to advertise, but to make it more engaging, you know? It's like, hey, how can real estate investment help you fund your college career to be a doctor or whatever? You know, stuff like that, then that makes a lot better sense than say, hey, it's the right time to buy. What the heck do you care? You weren't even thinking about buying. It's like, yeah. It doesn't matter. So I think we should engage them smarter. And that's kind of the whole purpose of working smarter, not harder. Because, man, the marketing, that's what real estate is all about, marketing. So market smarter, people. Market better. Don't just be spending so much money on Facebook ads and AdSense on Google and whatever the heck else is out there. You know, just be smarter about how you do it. Nobody cares how good you look on a picture if they're not shopping for your service. No, it's you just gotta entice them into what makes real estate attractive,
unless it's just kind of like within your personal being or something. Like they'll be like, "Oh, look at this guy! Oh, he also does real estate. That's interesting." Like,
yeah, exactly.
They just kind of pass it by through their Instagram story, or like like once or twice. But they'll know that you're a real estate agent or a broker or whatever you are, and but you're not all about that. You're also like a person who does hiking and stuff on your...
Yeah. Just,
you know, it's more like casual.
Someone more relatable, absolutely, instead of someone that some people think are trying to rip him off or whatever. Like, oh, they're just in it for the commission. You know, I hear that so much. So, yeah, okay. That's actually a really good insight. And I think I hope that whoever's listening is getting a lot out of this because... Yeah, it's advertising's expensive, and there's just so many. If there's 33,000 agents here in Orange County alone, and all of us are trying to advertise this to the same people on all the social media platforms, no one's gonna follow you. No one's gonna listen to you. There's just too many.
Yeah. You know,
that's just nuts. But anyway, hey, thanks for being on the program to share how you use social media. Since you're a Generation Z, that gives a perspective to how that realtors should be better at targeting for your attention, be vying for your attention. I mean, I did it through a different way because this actually helps fund your daily activities. So it's like, oh, you got exposure to real estate. But others, those that are around you that aren't, like, how do we catch their attention, you know? So that's what I think that us agents should do a heck of a lot better. So
yeah, like you said, something more engaging than just making it feel like, oh, look at this house, or like the way you said it, like something that you could relate to more, or how will this help?
Yeah, how can real estate, how can investing in real estate help you fund your doctorate career or whatever, you know? That's expensive. And the last thing you want is to graduate with a debt, which most of everybody does. Imagine being ahead of the curve and saying, no, I got it all paid off. Woo! You don't have that cloud hanging over your head, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody likes debt. Nobody wants to pay it either. All right. Well, if there's anything else that comes up in social media, I'll bring you back on. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
All right. Well, thanks
I was just going to say thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no problem. I was going to say that thanks for coming on the show. All right. That's my conversation with Vanessa. I'll see you next time. And that does it for this edition of the Andres Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, and subscribe wherever you might be listening to the program so you can be in the know. If you want a question featured on the program, you can reach me on Facebook and Instagram, same handle, at the Andres Segovia, on Twitter, at underscore Andres Segovia, and of course, email at andres@segoviares.com. Thank you so much for listening to the program, and I'll see you on the next one.